Hello, it's been quite a long time since I have recorded a podcast. The stars just aligned this evening, and I have a rare opportunity to be alone in my home with recording equipment to be able to share with you. I don't even know what I'm going to share because I don't have a script, but I said if I don't record now and seize this opportunity, who knows when it will happen. So, yes, part of my characteristics as a human being is being a little scatterbrained. And that's okay. So, I guess what I will share tonight, one question that popped into my head today, and I'm pretty sure I've covered it in other talks, but this is fresh on my heart today, is can I be healed? And I think we all know the answer. Can I be healed of mental illness? And sometimes in our perception of things, it doesn't seem like this is ever going away, like it's a lifelong condition. And healing, I know I have said this, healing looks different for different people. And God doesn't always answer the way that we want or how we want. There is no formula to God. He does not fit in a box. So there's no right way to do something that would bring healing. I guess I would love to share some verses with you. I have been on a journey the past year to healing from mental illness, and I have had times in my life where I've been healed for a season, for a few months. I have times where I've thought I've been healed for a year or two, and then I have an episode that lasts a while, and it's disheartening. So I've learned to not claim a label upon myself, and I've learned to just walk open-handed in surrender to the Lord and what He wants to do. And I hope that you will find healing in the same way. I apologize, I'm rustling all these things on my desk because I covered with so many notes here of things that I've learned over the past year. So I started journaling in October, just some healing. I wanted to receive more freedom from my mind. I think when we struggle with a mental illness, it is well, I guess disheartening, like I said. It is disheartening. It's frustrating. And oftentimes I feel like I just want to get out of myself and know what it's like to have calm thoughts. Somebody in my prayer group this morning shared that she has claimed scripture for herself, and she has spoken it over herself in moments where she's needed. And she kept speaking particular scriptures that she needed over and over and over again. And what I love about that testimony is that it shows us that we need to press in. We need to really press in to our healing. And when we take scripture and we try to memorize it and we try to repeat it and we say, well, this is not working. It's just not working. I tried that. Well, this testimony shows that it's not about working, it's about pressing in. This relationship that we have with God is not it's not like going to a vending machine. It's not necessarily an exchange for goods. When we do come to God, we do an exchange, but it's on a spiritual level. It's things, we come to Him with our surrender, and He fills us with what He wants to fill us with to fulfill our purposes for Him. And so if you are learning scripture to help you overcome depression, overcome anxiety, overcome, maybe you struggle with ADHD, maybe you struggle with schizophrenia, maybe you struggle with bipolar disorder, maybe, who knows, there's so many that you can struggle with, but the answer is the same. It's the Lord and His work in our life and what healing looks like for you as an individual. Only He can answer that, and only He can do the work. But pressing in is our job. So I did want to share that for sure, because I heard it this morning and I just thought it was so powerful and magnificent that we have to build on our endurance and we have to press forward. We can't just give up when it's seemingly not working. So I'm just going to go through my notes here in my journal over the past year and share little snippets of things that have been healing to me. Okay, so Ephesians 3:20 talks about Abraham believing for a baby. He wanted a baby, he wanted a child. But God's belief for him was greater than Abraham's belief for himself. God's ways are higher than our ways, and He is exceedingly abundant. He gives exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever want, seek, or ask for. And so God doesn't live in our limited realm of, he doesn't have limitations. He's without limitations. And that brings great comfort and power to my life in the battles that I face internally. And I've talked about this before, but when it comes to dealing with mental illness, it's also frustrating for the reason that other people can't see it and comprehend it. Recently, somebody very well-meaning, I did not take it personal. I think this woman is beautiful and lovely, and I appreciated her heart. But I just know she totally doesn't understand. But in sharing about depression, she said, you know, depression is just a feeling and we can't give in to that. In some cases, yes, you can feel very sad, overwhelmingly sad. But that's not a depression, an actual imbalance that requires medication. And so if you're listening to me for the first time, maybe you're going through a very tough season. I've talked about that. There's a difference between going through a circumstance and having deep depression. And I'm not a doctor, so it's important to go talk to a professional. I'm just sharing my experiences. There is a difference between going through a difficult time and experiencing deep, overwhelming sadness, and then having a condition of depression where your body doesn't produce enough serotonin to stabilize your mood. That can be hormonal, that can be from your diet, it can be genetics, it can be any number of things. As I said, I'm not a doctor, and this is just what I've learned in my journey. So anyway, yes. She, well, very well-meaning, but yes, this is not in every situation. Depression is not just a feeling. We're not talking about just feeling sad. We're talking about needing an intervention medically, or needing a miracle from the Lord Almighty. Okay. What else can I share from my notebook here? There's so much, and I probably should have made a script, but I knew if I waited for a script, then I would probably never record. Okay. Maybe I will just share one more so that I'm not flipping, and all you hear is rustling of paper. So let me just find one more thought for today, and maybe I will hop off and plan for another day when I have a script. I am going to, at once I find my last note, I am going to sing a worship song for you that hopefully you can close your eyes and meditate on, and it will bring you much healing. You know what? Let's pause on Psalm 149 because this will lead us into worship. Psalm 149 explains that worship is a weapon. As you all know, if you've listened to my podcast, I love to include a song in the podcast. And it's because there is healing. I've experienced so much healing through worship. Worship is a weapon, truly, truly, truly. Worship is a weapon. When we take our thoughts off of ourselves and think of the goodness of God, it lifts our spirits to something higher. And there's freedom. And oftentimes I've had people tell me, "Wow, you really love to worship. What a gift. And thank you for serving the church by worship. How do you want to do it all the time?" And to me, it's actually funny because I've often thought, well, my problem is like the worship part is easy. My problem is wanting to just do normal life. My problem is wanting to just get through the daily and the struggles of the daily. That's difficult. How could I not want to be in the presence? When I'm in the presence of the Lord through worship, I'm lifted above myself. So like I am out of my head, and that is probably the only time that when I am in an episode, when I am actually experiencing either my depression or my anxiety or my ADHD has been up, like, the lack of organization and the unfocus and the mental fog and all of that stuff. When I have had like intense episodes of those, the only way I get relief is when I'm worshiping. So I encourage you, as a believer, in the Lord, worship. Go deeper into your worship. This is not about singing, performing, playing an instrument. No, this is about singing praises with the voice God gave you. It doesn't matter how it sounds. You can go into your secret place with the Lord. That can be a prayer closet. It can be your car. It can be your room. It can be, you can go for a drive, find somewhere that's a quiet spot if you don't have any quiet in your home, or if you live in an apartment where neighbors might get mad at you for yelling, singing, shouting out loud, whatever it may be. Yes. So with that, I do want to sing this song. It has been very, no pun intended, instrumental. It's been very instrumental. For me, it's a more recent song, but it's just so beautiful. And I love it because There, the verses have a is full, they're full of declarations. It's like, I declare, I'm saying this, I believe. You know, it's like the man who asked for healing for his son, and his son, and he says, help my unbelief. This was also from my prayer group this morning too, so it's fresh in my mind. He said, yes, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. So it's okay if you don't quite understand the depths of what you're declaring. You're just saying it in faith, and maybe, for example, the second line of the song, the undefeated Savior stands with me. Maybe you don't feel that way today. Maybe you don't feel like he's standing with you. Maybe you say, Lord, I've cried out for you in my depression. I've cried out for you in this anxiety. I've cried out for you in this panic attack. If you deal with panic attacks while you're driving, that's pretty scary. I've had that. So yes, maybe it doesn't feel like he's there with you. And then after the verses, we go into the chorus, and the chorus is like a prayer, and I love the prayer over every broken heart. People who suffer from depression, especially long term, it's a condition of just brokenness, and it can be very trying to get up day after day and try to do what you're called to do, but he has great plans for you on the other side. So yes, if you want, the song does not, the way that I play it doesn't really sound like it would if you checked it on YouTube or Spotify, because I slow it down quite a bit. But if you wanted to hear the song, it's by Red Rocks Worship, and it's called Breathe Miracles. You can also just look up the lyrics and make this your devotional.
Battle can see.